from WBRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Sheridan Show.
Martin, it's time to go to the cupboard.
It's what? Time to go to the cupboard?
Time to go to the cupboard.
Well, what are we going to get out of the cupboard?
We are going to examine the ingredients in God's cupboard.
Yes, we're going to get
and properly identify each ingredient.
That's right.
And show how certain ingredients are used to make certain things.
That's right. We're going to give you...
We're going to define terms today.
Right. This is what we have to do because we get all these theological terms like dispensationalism and administrationalism and all these things. And they're very simple words. For instance, the Greek word dispensation. Hard to believe. This little word, actually it is a simple little Greek word, diakonia. All it means is to give, that which is done, service, give out, service. We're going to look at inspired context. It appears 33 times in the New Testament. And let me show you how simple this word is. Go to Luke 10:40. This is the well-known story of Martha and Mary, right?
I'm going to use the King James, and you use the Concordant version. That way we can show people where the distinctions are.
So all right.
Where do you want me to go?
We're going to go to Luke 10, verse 40. This is the well-known passage of Martha and Mary.
Okay.
Martha was distracted about much serving.
Mm.
The word serving? Diakonia, dispensation. She was a dispensationalist. She was dispensing something.
Yes.
It was dinner.
Nice.
Ham sandwiches. Oh, wait. It wouldn't have been ham sandwiches. Oh, God. It would have been egg salad sandwiches.
I almost had to get across and step across the table and smite you for that.
Yes. That's a dispensation. You see what I'm saying? Yes. Egg salad sandwiches are being dispensed at the table. And she says to her sister, she says to the Lord, why have you left me to serve alone? No, she says that to her sister Mary. Serve. Same word again, diakonia. To serve, serve. She's serving dinner. That's as simple as this word is. That's the basic meaning. That's we're getting all the theological baggage removed from this word, and we're looking at its basement elements.
Yes.
And that's what it means to serve. Let's go to another passage to back ourselves up there. And again, this is the way you define scriptural terms. You don't go to a cemetery, as Dan so Freudianly slipped on Monday. You go to divine contexts. And
continue.
Acts 6:1, talking about the widows were overlooked in the daily dispensation, right? They were giving to the widows support, I think, money. And there's a parallel passage here that in Acts 12:25, when Barnabas and Saul brought the relief money to Jerusalem, returned from Jerusalem completing the dispensing, they gave out money. If you don't want scriptural illustrations, go to a vending machine. It's a dispenser. It's a dispensation.
Exactly.
You pull a knob and you get a Hershey bar. You pull a knob, you get a Kit Kat. You pull a knob, you get a bottle of milk. That's dispensing. That's as simple as it is. Now, we're going to turn a little corner here, and we're going to see it can get theological. It can be theological, but the word does not change its basic meaning, which is a service or a giving, a dispensing, a giving out. Acts 20:24, Paul talks about perfecting his career and the dispensation which I obtained from the Lord. Acts 20:24, Paul had a dispensation, a giving that he obtained from the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ gave Paul something to give to other people. I go back to the verse I started with on Monday in John 1:18?
Yes, John 1:18.
John 1:18. I'm going to read it again because this is as simple as it gets. As soon as I find it, John 1:17.
It's in the New Testament, by the way, just so you know.
Okay, thanks. I was in Leviticus. Okay, I got it now. For the law through Moses was given, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. The Moses vending machine, you pull the knob and you got the Ten Commandments. That would have made a heck of a racket coming out of that machine.
Yeah.
Pull the knob. That's the law of Moses coming out of the dispenser. That was what was dispensed.
Yeah.
Law through Moses was dispensed. That was a dispensation. The dispensation of law through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So you go to the Jesus Christ dispenser and you pull the knob and you get Grace and Truth. It plays a nice song for you. Bring, 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 instead of the law of tablets coming down. And Paul says that he had a dispensation and his was exceeding transcendent grace. So I suppose you pull that knob and you start to float off the ground, maybe.
Something like that. Cool.
Yeah, cool. Ooh,
you know what's in
it's
that
a
one?
Different dispensing.
You know what's in that in the vending machine?
What?
That's those like Red Bulls.
Oh yeah, it's transcendent grace.
Transcendent, man. It's really got the caffeine in that sucker.
Yeah. So all these to be a dispensationalist, all you have to do is believe that there is a lineup of different vending machines.
Yeah.
You have the Moses machine, the Jesus machine, the Paul machine.
How about this? Let's even make it simpler.
How?
It's one book. It's the sacred scriptures, or one vending machine. But a vending machine has multiple buttons to press.
Okay,
you press
we can do
one,
that.
Comes down one. It's the same vending.
We can do that.
It's one God who is over it all.
Diaconia, and that's what diaconia is, service. You're getting service. You're pulling the knob and getting service. Like those coffee machines are fantastic. They actually brews the coffee for you. I'm getting off track here.
Yeah.
I drive in here, and you just press those buttons, zzz, grinds the coffee, puts it in the cup. You can pick how much cream you want, how much sugar you want. It's fantastic.
Yuck.
That's almost like Paul's evangel, because you get all these wonderful variations, the multifarious wisdom of God.
Yeah.
You didn't get that in the law of Moses. You press one button, you get extra strength. You can't have any milk or cream in it, or you die.
Sorry.
Yeah, very nice. Well, yeah, that wasn't too bad. I mean, if I had time to think about it, I probably could have come up with a better one.
It's a great chart we can draw. A picture of a vending machine.
Why not?
It'd be good. All right, continue.
That is as simple
as
this.
I'm letting you steer
the
ship of state here today, so go ahead.
All right, hang on, folks, then. If I'm steering the ship of state, then tighten your seatbelts. I assume you already have them fastened. Okay, in Romans 11:13, same type of thing. I am the apostle of the nations, Paul says. I'm glorifying my dispensation, my vending machine.
No, my button on the vending
my
machine.
My button on the vending machine. I prefer a lineup of vending machines. Sheridan likes the buttons within the huge vending machine. I know what you're saying, but this is what I'm saying. There's different vending machines. You know when you go to the roadside stops and there's one building containing all the machines?
Okay, we can do that too.
See?
Good idea.
Same thing you're talking about. The scriptures are the vending building.
Okay.
And you walk up to the machine you want. Now, who in the world would pass up Paul's vending machine that dispenses grace and life and peace? I don't want that. I want to go to the Moses machine. I want to yank that knob and rocks come out and clobber me over the head and kill me.
Self-righteous people.
2 Corinthians chapter 3, the law is called a dispensation
of death.
Of death.
And condemnation.
And condemnation.
That's what I want.
I want death and condemnation.
I want death. Yeah.
Why would
death
I want?
Death and condemnation. Give me some more.
Why would I want to go to the Paul machine? That is good.
Listen, I don't want
we should
life
go to
and
that
peace.
Passage.
I want death and condemnation.
I want death and
you
condemnation.
Keep your life in peace.
Give me Moses. I want the Moses machine. You pull this knob and you get condemnation. This one you pull death. Why the heck would anybody still be pulling those knobs? That's the dispensation of death. Paul calls it. Let's go to that passage.
2 Corinthians 3.
Yes. We need to go to that to show you that because that's the word diaconia. And it's simply a dispensing. It can be referred to egg salad sandwiches or it can refer to the law of Moses.
How come you're not looking at your systematic theology book for this topic?
Oh, because I'm going to the sacred scriptures.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
terrible.
I didn't go to the theological.
That's against historical grammatical interpretation.
The 2 Corinthians come before or after 1 Corinthians?
It depends.
Okay.
Depends if you work for the government or not.
Right. If it work for the government, it comes before.
Or wherever you feel it needs.
Go with the feeling.
Go with the
feeling. Look at this.
Verse 7.
Yeah. 2 Corinthians 3:7. Since I'm steering this ship of state, Sheridan, do you want to read the verse?
I'll read it. Now, if the dispensation of death in letters chiseled in stone came in glory so that the sons of Israel not able to look intently into the face of Moses because of the glory of his face which was being nullified, how shall not rather the dispensation of the Spirit be in glory?
Keep going to verse
9. If the dispensation of condemnation is glory, much rather the dispensation of righteousness is exceeding in glory.
Look at all these dispensations in here. Oh my gosh. You know what this means, Dan?
What?
God must be a dispensationalist. He's talking about giving, about what comes out of the vending machine.
You mean to tell me that God is a simpleton like that letter calls us?
God is simple.
He's
not
a simpleton.
Ton, but
okay.
He's simple. Remember? I
remember
corrected
what,
him.
Remember what I said yesterday. When we talk about this stuff, this is a matter of the character of God, not a biblical interpretation.
No, we're not
interpreting
anything.
People think that
we're
just another system of, school of thought, as they call it in Christian circles. No, the teaching of dispensations and administrations, God doing different things at different times, is a matter of the character of God. You cannot read this and think that all the Bible is all about the same thing. Everyone, God's telling everyone the same thing at all times. You can't read this.
No, he's not.
It's
and
impossible.
This is an excellent verse that proves that. Dispensation of death. If that dispensation, which was glorious at the time, it had some glory, just think of how much this present dispensation of life exceeds it in glory. And again, why would you want to stand in front of the Moses machine, pull a knob, and get condemnation verse 9 or death verse 7? I don't know why you would want to do that. There was a time to do it, though, Dan. There was a time, if you're going through the lineup of God,
yeah,
you're in that that building where the vending machines are. If you lived in the time of Moses, there was only a couple machines there. Paul's machine wasn't there. Paul's dispensation that he was given, how could that dispensation be given to Paul before he was born?
That's right.
It didn't happen. And it's not like God didn't know it. It's not like God didn't realize he was going to do it. It's not like God came up with this great idea when he saw that Paul was born. He knew from the very beginning that he was going to dispense, that he was going to build this new dispenser, this new vending machine with grace and truth and peace. But it wasn't time for it yet.
Mm-hmm.
This law had to come first. And again, as this week finishes out and as next week progresses, we're going to show you why God did the law before he did the grace. We're going to show you why the age of innocence came before the age of conscience. We're going to show you all these things. But right now, we're defining the word dispensation. We're showing you that if we're going to play around with words, if somebody's going to say we're dispensationalists, then we're going to say God is also a dispensationalist. Because here's the word right here talking about the dispensation of death and the dispensation of life and peace and glory, transcendent grace that comes through Paul.
Mm-hmm. And just to end here on a really positive note, I just want to let everyone know this. If you're listening to us right now, the good news for you is what Christ has accomplished. Are you a believer in Christ, or are you going to that old Moses vending machine trying to self-improve to build yourself up for the self-help program? Here's the good news. If you're listening to me, this is the news that brings justification and life and peace to you today. It is the fact that Christ died for your sins. He was buried. He rose again the third day. Believe in him and his accomplishments, and God declares you righteous, not just forgiven. You're declared righteous. Righteous with God, and now you can enjoy him. All has been removed. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the best news ever.
And you can even get it with milk and sugar.
That's right. Woo! Who would have thought that you can enjoy God without being religious? You know what I'm saying?
Moses never would have believed that.
No way.
Folks, we're going to be back tomorrow giving you more details on this. When you see God's logical progression in the scripture, it's going to give you a peace you have never had before. God makes sense. Theology does not. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.